There is only one chance to do this right. This audio media content information presentation has been sourced upon the medical record of a doctor in the direct medical provider care of United States American citizen and San Bernardino County and city born resident, James Martin Driscoll. The reflecting presentation of this audio media was created on April 12, 2021. The site for which this audio is featured is npino.com. This informational society tool has been available for many years now. The type of content that can be added to a medical provider NPI record is 1. Text-based commenting. A very long length commenting is allowed. 2. Direct uploaded to site images, images of static to the comment, as well as images that can be linked from external URL addressing. 3. Embedded showing videos playable directly in the content from video sites such as YouTube. Even 4. Embedded tweets can be reference internal of the commenting. I'm sure there are other sites content that is customized into this tool. The school is multi-site has nothing to do with the medical industry or the NPI industry specifically. The NPI reference record here is associated to a doctor at the Southern California Orthopedic Clinic. Upon completion of the NPINO data record along with the discuss commenting, the conclusion of this audio playback will be the voice phone system. The caller on hold repeating voice messaging that is currently presented to the public at this medical provider facility. I will let the public decide. I'll let the doctor decide whether or not I'm right. Giving you an option to not follow the same path as P&K Orthopedics did receive faxes in the response to my email a couple weeks ago. Whether or not the doctor or the other staff at Southern California Orthopedics is annoyed or find me some kind of a nuisance by my actions here. My motives are clear. To someone, somewhere, sometime to involve upward, not devolve downward, to continue to annihilate and ruin my life. For in a good dash faith effort. Aspiring and lofty words you sadash called represent in your medical provider clinic care but not put into conscience and action. Please prove me wrong. There is a very good reason I am using this tool. This tool is moderated by a human being. The contents I have placed upon the record here is standing. There is absolutely nothing wrong with what I have done. I have actual call recordings. I will leave the inquiry that I made earlier, which was handled by Rose, off the record for now. Rose, a non-licensed non-degreed doctor. I need the role of a doctor, a medical doctor, a physician. A doctor that has a Hippocratic oath. Rose attempted answer me, but she can't. She can't handle this request. This request can only be handled by a doctor from their office. As such as that is. I asked Rose to pass a message to Dr. Gupta. Which was lost, of course. The patient is trying to direct the staff to acknowledge the messages on their phone system. There is absolutely no way to avoid this collision. As stubborn as Rose was, there's absolutely no way to navigate such an odd sense trainwreck void of intelligence. The alternative, of course, is to use faxing, because faxing has transmittal receive verification within communication transport protocols. There has been a fax directed to Thier office. I do not know the receipt request of a human being who receives faxes to processes them, or whether or not it is acknowledged yet. But I will make sure it is sent confirmed. I will also have a printout of this fax for personal hand delivery. There is only one chance to do this right. The fax header is date April 12, 2021 at 6:16 p.m. 2 NPI 145,739,732. Dr. Neeraj Gupta, fax number 909-629-4683. Organization Southern California Orthopedics. Subject Whole Person Healthcare. Restoring Wholeness. Dash. The referral issued by Dr. Gupta. Directing me to P&K Orthopedics for a medical device called a walk boot. Was not handled properly. At the start of my first appointment, I sent an email to their email address on their page. It got bumped. Bumped because of an invalid mailbox. And the email 7 address that is showing on that page remains unchanged, misdirecting all mail from the public to an invalid mailbox. I am going to request the Dr. Gupta rescind the referral chain of trust. And if my request is refused, that is not a good thing. An example for all to be forewarned. http://humana.fucktupwoman.space http://fucktupwoman.life If the one responsible for putting me into this path, the doctor, does not rescind the referral trusts, meaning the reputation from the other clinic has been altered by this clinic, I'm going to have Humana and Prospect Medical intercede to reject the referral and the billing. I have a walk boot. But I would have rather have died first than to allow such distortions of our trust integrity to carry on. To allow a malignant maladjusted integrity between doctors and patients to remain an unaddressable slash on unimaginable condition of stupidity slash unchallengeable because nobody wants to step on any other person's toes. Bull fucked up human shit. Reject the claim for the walk boots until there is an explanation for both these true encounters. Encounter hold no trustworthy reliance I doctor slash audience. Patient slash doctor relationship. I did get an email response from P&K Orthopedics. Quite revealing. Obviously a derailment from what they have as our motto restoring wholeness and the post that was on Facebook that I commented about Panther movie that lost tail for now. That's just classify the response as a little bit shady. Would drive. Gupta the referral that was given to the patient be interested in the email response that I classify as shady or not, and if not why not. Begin npino.com record. NPI 1,457,329,732 Neeraj Gupta in Pomona-address, Medicare status, and contact NPI 1,457,329,732 Neeraj Gupta in Pomona-address, Medicare status, and contact Neeraj Gupta 1,457,329,732 Profile details. Neeraj Gupta is a physician based out of Pomona, California, and his medical specialization is orthopedic surgery. He practices in Pomona, California, and has the professional credentials of MD. The NPI number for Neeraj Gupta is 1,457,329,732 and he holds a license No. A75095, California. His current practice location address is 160 East Artesia Street, Suite 360, Pomona, California, and he can be reached out via phone at 909-629-4604 and via fax at 909-629-4704. You can also correspond with Neeraj Gupta through mail at his mailing address at 840 Town Center Drive, Chaparral Medical Group, Inc., Pomona, California 91767-5900, mailing address contact number 909-398-1550. Neeraj Gupta graduated from Northwestern University Feinberg Medical School in 1999. Provider profile details. NPI number 1,457,329,732 Provider name Neeraj Gupta Credential MD Specialization Orthopedic Surgery. Sports Medicine Medical School Name Northwestern University Feinberg Medical School Graduation Year 1999 Gender Male Provider Entity Type Individual Provider Enumeration Date 03/10/2006 Last Update Date 09/13/2018 Medicare Participation Status Neeraj Gupta Participate in Medicare Program Accept Medicare Assignment Yes-the physician accepts the Medicare-approved amount. You will not be billed for any more than the Medicare deductible and coinsurance. Pecos PAC ID 3,971,532,490 Pecos Enrollment ID I20,050,804,1208 Providers Legacy Identifiers. There are many Medicare-related identifications related to Medicare providers. Medicare UPIN has been replaced by NPI and is no longer used. A PTAN is a Medicare-only number issued to providers by MACs upon enrollment to Medicare-it is also sometimes called Medicare ID or Medicare PIN. An individual provider can have more than one PTAN number but only one NPI number. Identifier Identifier Type Identifier State Identifier Issuer 00A750950 Medicaid CA Group Affiliations Organization Name Group Pecos PAC ID Members Chaparral Medical Group INC 6,800,709,403.65 Hospital Affiliations Hospital Name Medicare CCN of Hospital Pomona Valley Hospital Medical Center 050231 Provider Business Practice Location Address Details Address 160 East Artesia Street, Suite 360 City Pomona State, California ZIP 91767-2900 Phone number 909-629-4604 Fax number 909-629-4704 Provider Business Mailing Address Details Address 840 Town Center Drive, Chaparral Medical Group, Inc. City Pomona State, California, Zip 91767-5900, Phone Number 909-398-1550, Fax Number 909-398-1488. Providers: Primary Taxonomy Details, Type: Allopathic and Osteopathic Physician Speciality, Orthopedic Surgery Taxonomy 207X00000X, License No. A75095, California. Definition: An orthopedic surgeon is trained in the preservation, investigation and restoration of the form and function of the extremities, spine and associated structures by medical, surgical and physical means. An orthopedic surgeon is involved with the care of patients whose musculoskeletal problems include congenital deformities, trauma, infections, tumors, metabolic disturbances of the musculoskeletal system, deformities, injuries and degenerative diseases of the spine, hands, feet, knee, hip, shoulder and elbow in children and adults. An orthopedic surgeon is also concerned with primary and secondary muscular problems and the effects of central or peripheral nervous system lesions of the musculoskeletal system. Post comments / review. Comments. Community. Avatar. Recommend. Sort by best. No file chosen. Minus. Avatar. James Driscoll. 8 hours ago edited. I am a patient of Dr. Gupta. This entry is being placed as a preclusive announcement that things have changed. I can't make them change. I can't make the readers change. I can't make the doctors change. I can't make the association practice of all the staff change. What if every single person in the healthcare delivery of provider services that I cross paths with? These ideals are made important. There is absolutely nothing wrong with what I'm doing here. There are everywhere to express myself. There's absolutely nothing wrong with what I'm doing. Quick to judge me for this methodology, then perhaps those who are in the dislike of these actions are involved in a truth denial conspiracy. Such a hidden agenda needs an adjustment, a little tweaking of our obligations. That would be the obligation I have as a patient. Further paved in stone. The obligation the doctor have as a physician back upon me as the patient. Physician-patient relationship, medical video essay, disc.us. MD Prospect. 210,000 subscribers. History of patient-physician relationship and informed consent are explored in this video essay. If you would like to read more about the topic, refer to the bibliography below. Comment and like if you'd like to see more of these types of videos. Props to @NerdWriter1 for inspiring to make video essays. Bibliography. The Evolution of the Doctor-Patient Relationship by R. Kabah, P. Suryakumaran. https://www.sciencedirect.ca. Lecture on Physician-Patient Relationship by Dr. Yusem Ansari at the University of Alberta. Biomedical Ethics, 2004, by Walter Glannon. https://www.goodreads.com/b. Fair use policy allows educational videos to use copyrighted content without having to receive permission from the owner. However, if you are the legal owner of any of the and wish to contact me, please email me at 0814jimmy@gmail.com. Details on the issue at hand. YouTube viewer comment. I-have-a-problem-humana-healthcare- that we are under a certain contract. A contract that has insurance that is covered through Humana. Why this? Image. Hide. Disc.us. Thumbnail. Onto my group Prospect Medical. All of these internal association of persons and people work as a group, very important sense of obligations and sense of priorities. How to hold a trust between a patient and a doctor and a doctor and a patient. Everybody prop forward into the imperative sense of reality of their integrity. That such integrity maintained doesn't cascade into a failure I having trust wobbles. That the doctor is telling me from his mouth to my brain. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth forward to define something it has happened drastic in my case. I don't care about anyone else but my own details. I'm a very detailed person. I'm a very observant person. I've been documenting askew from the normalcy should be exhumed but has not follow through to the absurdity in the positions of doctors. Outward on too many wrongdoing actions against me. The prevailing ratio is like 80% untrustworthy to perhaps 20% trustworthy. This is only when and if trust is evaluated and not just assumed. In the case of Dr. Gupta, here's our position. There's on staff at the Southern California Orthopedic Clinic. They have a nice lovely message that is presented to the public when you are on hold waiting for someone to answer the phone. I'm going to be calling their number telling them why I'm calling. To record the message in its entirety. It of course is a loop. Repeating over and over and over and over to the patients and the general public, to other doctors, to other medical suppliers and everything. It's the foundation of their clinic's message they give out over the phone while on hold. Southern-California-Orthopedics_2021-04-12_13-18-17.mp3. A very intrinsic operational message. I'm sticking to it. Turn sure that I get the quality of care. In all of my doctor associations to a standard of excellence. Unquestionable. They have a model described as positive referral reputational order to their approach. A prescription I would say most in the medical industry should adopt into their own organizational standards. Prescribed on a background voice phone system message. While on hold waiting for a human attendant to assist a human patient or human person contacting their organization. The message they say, it's the message they do. They really honor such a message as it applies to my case. I have a doctor's appointment on Thursday. Editorply. Minus. Avatar. James Driscoll. James Driscoll. 7 hours ago. Southern California Orthopedics. 909-629-4604. Our staff is eager to assist you with any special needs you might have. Now really. I'm a person from San Bernardino, California. I'm a patient what doctor care that has failed from San Bernardino, California. I have a special need. I would like to present it to the doctor well in his care. I should not have to post it public. But I will if it fails. Hide. Uploads.discusscdn.com. Thumbnail. 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 Editorply. Minus. Avatar. James Driscoll. James Driscoll. An hour ago. My entire county, I'm San Bernardino, has been altered off course since July of 2017. It started with two and a half hour sessions with Dr. Christopher Eric Berger. Instead of resolving understanding, a corrupted mental health interface, corrupted public health has been the result. The science of swearing - fuck you all haters. On Twitter, discuss.com. At SB County tweeted a video. Leticia Juarez, San Bernardino native and ABC 7IE reporter, has a message. COVID-19 vaccines are here, they work and they are safe. We can get back to living life on our terms, and that is very good news. When you can, get vaccinated. This is our shot for hope. At ABC 7 Leticia https://co/gavesme. Reply. At grew up. James Driscoll. If I inquired about my shot and my appointment via email, when I qualified. No response. The SB County official issued PDF document was given as required. As the format allows, can I as patient alter conditions of consent? Survey. Yes-legal capacity. No. Disallowed. Reply. At grew up. James Driscoll. Written email PDF. https://co/m6fbookmpd. The required self-attestation form. https://co/mftl825. Audio spoken voice of email - providing consent directives. https://co/b3c48mztmo. End of discuss commenting. Below search doctor's NPI practice location on map. Other specializations in Pomona, CA: family medicine, general practice, cardiovascular disease, internal medicine, obstetrics and gynecology, ophthalmology, orthopedic surgery, pediatrics, psychiatry and neurology - psychiatry, radiology - diagnostic, radiology, surgery. Similar doctors in Pomona, CA: Jesus Fajardo, Orthopedic Surgery NPI Number 1003236845 Address 255 East Bonita Avenue, Stay 101, Pomona, CA 91767 Phone 909-593-7437 Fax 909-593-0318 Dr. Christopher A. Chalian, M.D. Orthopedic Surgery NPI Number 1235183484 Address 2776 North Gary Avenue, Pomona, CA 91767 Phone 909-593-7437 Fax 909-593-0318 Dr. Michelle D. Ward, M.D. Orthopedic Surgery NPI Number 1427096676 Address 255 East Bonita Avenue, Stay 101, Pomona, CA 91767 Phone 909-593-7437 Fax 909-593-0318 Neeraj Gupta, MD Orthopedic Surgery NPI Number 1457329732 Address 160 East Artesia Street, Suite 360, Pomona, CA 91767 Phone 909-629-4604 Fax 909-629-4704 Albert Ken Chong, MD Orthopedic Surgery NPI Number 1700819653 Address 160 East Artesia Street, Suite Number 360, Pomona, CA 91767 Phone 909-629-4604 Fax 909-629-4704 Raja Dalla, MD Orthopedic Surgery NPI Number 1730157876 Address 1866 North Orange Grove Avenue, Stay 202, Pomona, CA 91767 Phone 909-623-8796 Fax 909-623-3076 Dr. Luis Antonio Corrales, MD Orthopedic Surgery NPI Number 1770807265 Address 255 East Bonita Avenue, Stay 101, Pomona, CA 91767 Phone 909-593-7437 Fax 909-593-0318 What is a NPI number? The National Provider Identifier, NPI, is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The NPI is a 10-position, intelligence-free numeric identifier, 10-digit number. This means that the numbers do not carry other information about healthcare providers, such as the state in which they live or their medical specialty. The NPI must be used in lieu of legacy provider identifiers in the HIPAA standards transactions. Covered health care providers and all health plans and health care clearinghouses must use the NPIs in the administrative and financial transactions adopted under HIPAA, Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. Where NPI should be used? The NPI must be used in place of legacy provider identifiers, such as a unique provider identification number, UPIN, online survey certification and reporting OSCR, and National Supplier Clearinghouse NSC, in HIPAA standard transactions. There are two categories of healthcare providers for NPI enumeration purposes. Entity Type 1 providers are individual providers who render health care, e.g., physicians, dentists, nurses. Sole proprietors and sole proprietorships are Entity Type 1, individual providers. Organization health care providers, e.g., hospitals, home health agencies, ambulance companies, are considered Entity Type 2, organization providers. Who must obtain NPI? All health care providers who are HIPAA-covered entities, whether they are individuals, e.g., physicians, nurses, dentists, chiropractors, physical therapists, or pharmacists, or organizations, e.g., hospitals, home health agencies, clinics, nursing homes, residential treatment centers, laboratories, ambulance companies, group practices, health maintenance organizations, HMOs, suppliers of durable medical equipment, pharmacies, must obtain an NPI. The NPI will be used by HIPAA-covered entities, e.g., health plans, health care clearinghouses, and certain health care providers, to identify health care providers in HIPAA standard transactions. A covered health care provider, under HIPAA, is any health care provider who transmits health information in electronic form in connection with a transaction for which the Secretary of Health and Human Services has adopted a standard, even if the health care provider uses a business associate to do so. All physicians, all dentists, hospitals, pharmacies.
Southern California Orthopedic, this is Samantha speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, this is James Driscoll. Could you do that for me one more time? And there was one message I wanted to write down.
Okay.
Thank you.
Your patience, as all our callers receive the individual attention they deserve. We would like to thank you for your referrals. Your confidence and support is greatly appreciated.
Care begins with honest communication. We promise to speak candidly with you about treatments and services. We believe every question you have is important, and we are happy to assist in answering any questions you may have.
Reputation depends on two things, our work and what people say about us. Your trust and support is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your confidence and referrals. No one likes to be put on hold, and we appreciate your patience, as all our callers receive the individual attention they deserve.
Is eager to assist you with any questions you might have. Please ask our staff about our payment methods. We are eager to assist you with any questions you might have.
Thank you for holding. A member of our staff will be with you in just a moment.
Eager.
Our staff is eager to assist you with any special needs which you may have.
Reality audit. Have you ever heard such of a thing? Go onto Twitter and use a quoted search for the term, reality audit. I cannot speak for the way others use it and post it. But I know I hold the lessons to which I have done such a thing. It does not require technology of any kind and is a long-standing wisdom process and function that anyone has the ability to do in their own lifetime. It is simple. Take a stop. Stop to look. Look to listen. Of time, and you define all of what is your reality that is associated to your problems. You write it out and you can text it out, and then today's world we can actually put into perspective the entire frame reference of articles and outside and inside and empty be put into one container, a presentation. In this case it was an email. I filed it very well specifically on my domain of the tag. Yes, it is I, James Martin Driscoll, who is born and raised in San Bernardino. Who at the first job was the San Bernardino Public Library. I took the intuition and the talent naturally given to me by my parents Veronica and George Driscoll and developed programming code for the San Bernardino Public Library. In the move where their regional library was at 401 Arrowhead, the now 2021 location of the San Bernardino Police Department's probation office. In the school you all have that you hold so dear, you are breaking apart my view, my career and everything, and I am just still hold your silence and your conspiracy and your hate from being totally revealed to the world of all, and I will not let you proceed. I proclaim fault at the highest fault possible. In the development of the computer lab on the second floor of the new library at 6th and E Street, that is why I demand an apology so hard from you, Mr. Buzz. On your knees, extremely understanding of what you have done. You can't escape away in some sort of theology of transportation of your soul out there among the gold. I appear in the San Bernardino Sun in a newspaper article when it says title. Dot quote, home computers can talk to library. The article notes that I was age 18, only deflated by the fact that you all have deflated me to an empowerment valid useless piece of junk bug to walk over and kill. Literally human kill. If home computers to talk to library all the way back then, and why can't I talk or communicate from my home now to you all world local out to civil society? Whose directive manifesto are you in an allegiance to you? Surely, unconditionally observation and documented truth. You both have not pledged allegiance to the United States of America and its ideals. Whatever your lives and your heart of working while job roll onto evil. For if you did is paramount, their parent would not be established so hard to penetrate from my side at this day in my life, and I'm 55. If you or bike trez or anyone, why am I unable to talk to you guys having insulting observation of hypocrisy? The reason why I know why I got it. I have the chance fate that you will not allow me to have the legal capacity to share with you the reasons why I'm doing what I'm doing. That you can come to the table and have a discussion with me, then stop this abusing, truly abusing, mental abusing scheme of gang stalking, and then also unto the element of enabling communications for me specifically. But geez, all of this is cruel and unusual punishment unto me. Why are you doing this to me? I aim to change the minds of men and women who are in this community who will see my side in the inkling and the time of your life right this moment in time to change your focus and come to me and apologize in the manners with I need you to apologize. To have been good by the end of this. If not, you are going to be added to the world as a hater and a really ugly person, and it'll be permanent and you'll lose your job, I guarantee. At Realty Audit. http://realuphuman.net/@realityaudit/. The crossing over of the events were not planned at all in the motel room on January 3rd are absolutely outrageous. The 911 calls and the 911 text interface that was also established during the event, I have the records of, to be then placed in a comparison of what and who and how and what is the reality on its start. I'm not doing anything that is not possible to anybody else to do. I just have to hold that it is to be what it is to be. I do what I say I do. Yeah, I doing nothing, absolutely nothing on the evil side, the wrong side, the cheats and steal of life. So who is it and is giving me the backlash, the burn, the interfering, the parts that abuse and the cruelty in reverse? You can stay in your hidden world of your make-believe, but I know better and I have it known better. I can tell by the way the behavioral pattern flows into the mix of every single person I deal with. It's not hard good knowing the science of memetically active properties of an informational network, which is what I hold. You cannot take it away from me in plain, and it's some sort of independence reality. You cannot do that, you two people, you cannot do that, it's an impossibility. You two are listed together on this place on the information society, which is valid for all of us to use in your name, and it matches your names. You have to go there and retrieve the materials that are there that are for your informational use to make new choices to how you're going to deal with me. For sure not the way you have been dealing with me past, absolutely not. You're out of line, you're out of your moral senses, and you have abused me, truly abused me as a citizen of the United States of America. You have abused the terms of our social contract should you want to have one. I know I do, plus. At fuckeduphuman.life. Anyone seeing that and knowing that's an internet spot, that's a shocker, that is a shocker. It sucks the person in the mind and in the heart if they were there at that. index/ Dr.-Veronica-Kelly/ Mike-iSocialCop-Byra/ Google4681FCO8C5A24E0B HTML Space of face. Like really you don't care that that's there. That's a narcissistic and insane psychopath that would be only out in that view and carefree to hold that on the internet that way. To not do something about it. N8OT connect. Confer. Confer is missing. You're hating yourself to not talk. Not to stop. Stop to talk. Talk to listen. Only a narcissistic psychopath has not I an answer for ignoring such a stated at Realty Audit truth. So is that what you are saying you are?
You both are.
At work to everyone that doesn't communicate with me. Those who remain dark and don't return emails with me.
They don't talk to me.
All of you, as if the whole bank of you.
Really all of you.
Dim I am.
Automated.
Dim to all of you. Pretty cruel. Sounds like a quarantine. I being cast off to tides washing away me and my strides. Just to say something. Something turns into the sound of silence.
Of me.
Something.
Alarming.
Anything.
Charmingly.
Seems a bit strange reality equality.
Only if something amiss.
Perceptions, yes.
Reality audited.
Strings tied everlasting.
At a whim.
Settling in, you're off to fancy, pulling strings that put you a control to final goal. To waste me.
If that is what you say it is, be proud and said playing or quit before it's too late.
You deserve your fate of pitfalls to hell glory. Reply the tag back to be conclusive expressed.
You are in your silence,
the silence draws on walls everywhere. The tacit is the ink of all hell's bells. Tacit silent.
You defined uncaring heartless. the hater making misery milkshakes out of everyday people, you rather just go away, fuck off and die. Stamped and sealed. The forevermore fucked up human you will be. Good fucked up human, bye. Blessed be. You stand in to defend forevermore cruelty. No more.